Dreamscape presents Sleep Reimagined, The Fast Track to a Revitalized Life by Pedram Nawab, MD. Narrated by Pete Cross. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. Lao Tzu. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Anais Nin. There is between sleep and us something like a pact, a treaty, with no secret clauses. Maurice Blanchot. Introduction. Throughout my 16 years as a sleep medicine specialist, this is what I've learned. For your sleep, and life, depending on whom you ask, to fall apart, it doesn't matter if you were just married, discharged from the hospital, won the lottery, or diagnosed with a serious illness. Insomnia can happen in an instant. It can develop gradually. It can even be innate and exert its influence on you as a child. It can happen in the best or worst circumstances, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're living in an opulent home or a tiny apartment. Poor sleep doesn't discriminate. It can happen to the best of us. All of us have experienced at least one night of abysmal sleep. Conservative estimates reveal that 10% to 30% of adults live with chronic insomnia. Whatever the percentage, it is evident that this is a problem for many of us, and a chronic one at that. Rest assured, though, I have an optimistic outlook, and I believe that even the worst sleep can be reversed. It may not be easy, and it may take some time, but it will improve. It is with this aim that I undertook to write this book, to share the wisdom that I have gleaned from the tens of thousands of patients I've treated over my years of practicing sleep medicine. But it is more than that. It is also a philosophy of sleep, an outlook that not only applies to sleep, but also to the various aspects of our lives. Sleep is a continuum. And what you experience in sleep will also segue to your waking life, for good or bad. When individuals sleep better, then hopefulness extends to their waking lives as well. They feel more in control, and control is power. Power to change, and power to not allow obstacles to hinder their goals. The impetus for this book, then, was to attempt to offer treatment to the millions of people who suffer from poor sleep in a practical
sample complete. Ready to continue?